Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Today can be a day of anything you want it to be. If your boy can say one word, then it would be Styles. It's Between the Ropes Radio Saturday night on this Saturday evening, January 19th, 2019. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Now, one word, that is Styles. Because my live guest here tonight, he's an actor, writer, and a wrestling promoter. With that touch from American Wrestling Enterprise, my live guest is Mr. Demetrius Styles, and here he is right now. Mr. Demetrius, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Ty, how you doing, brother? Thanks for having me on, man.
Man, it is an absolute honor. When I see that you are an actor, a writer, freaking wrestling promoter, a wrestling fan, I'm like, damn, this dude does it all.
I try, man. I try.
So, of course, you know what, Mr. Demetrius, I have to ask you the number one question is, right, the first question when I did my notes, I had to ask you, how do you keep up with doing all this? I mean, you're taking the time out of your schedule to be on the show tonight. How do you keep up with everything that you do, man?
Well, it's not easy, man. I got to tell you, running around, trying to go on auditions, keeping up with the post, keeping up what's going on in the wrestling, in the world of pro wrestling today, posting, you know, writing, you know, it's a lot, man. But if you want to make the time, you want to do it, you got to find the time.
Absolutely. And you said the key words in there, you want to make the time. And if you're a wrestling fan, a wrestling promoter like yourself, you make the time to make all the fans happy in the entire world.
Yeah, and it's hard, man, because you can't make everybody happy. You just got to do what you do, be yourself, and just have confidence in yourself and what you do and enjoy what you do.
Absolutely. I know everybody listening live to the show right now, I mean, society, as we all know, it can be 50-50. You have the really cool, awesome people, and you have the stinky people with the stinky attitudes, but it's the way of the world. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I think it's changing because I think now in today's climate, everybody's coming together more about, you know, the difference and accepting difference in each other than opposing it.
Absolutely. And Mr. Styles, the main question I have to ask you, I mean, of course, you're a busy guy. I mean, I'm sure you have a little bit of time that you're on the show tonight. How is your Saturday evening going? I mean, I can't believe it's Saturday already. I actually have my days mixed up.
Right? Man, I run around so much all week long that I forget, like, wait, is today Wednesday or is it Tuesday? But, you know, I try to make time on the weekends and especially on Sunday just to wind down and relax and, you know, catch my breath and get some extra sleep if I've lost any sleep during the week. But, dude, man, I can sleep when I'm dead. I'm going to live life to the fullest and do my best and do everything I can possibly do and do it the best I can for the time I got.
Man, the way you just said that, you kicked that to all of us. I got like goosebumps and chills. So I'm like, damn, he just said it that anybody of us can take it and say, damn, I want to have the kind of Sunday this guy's having. And you know what, though? Tonight, you never know what's going to happen on Between the Ropes Radio. I want to ask you, of course, talk a little bit of quick briefly of NFL. Tomorrow, the championship games, who's going to the Super Bowl for the AFC and the NFC? Everybody wants to know, because I know everybody's going to be watching the games tomorrow. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Well, who are your picks? Who you got your top? Well, since we got the four, who are your top two?
Ah, man, you had to put me on the spot. I didn't think that was I'm going to say, I know people are probably going to I hope they'll still listen to the show when I say this, but in Brady, you got to believe, I'm going to say that we will see Brady versus Breeze in the Super Bowl.
You're a Pats. You're going for the Pats, man. You just lost one cool point with me. That's it, just one. But I still like you, dude. I still like you. Yeah, because, you know, I'm a New Yorker, so I got to go for my Giants, even though the Giants didn't make it this season. But I'm a Giants fan, and when it comes to football, I got my favorite top five. So for me, it's home team first, Giants first, then maybe Jets if they finally have a good year. And then, strangely enough, I'm also a Cowboys fan.
My man, you know, people hate on the Cowboys, but they are America's team. And, you know, like I said, I got to say Mr. Breeze and Mr. Brady, they put on a high-power Super Bowl coming up in February. But right now, that's a little bit of football. We got to go on to wrestling because, Mr. Demetrius, the spotlight is on you tonight because tonight's tagline is Saturday Night Has Styles, which is you. You are the man. Like I said, you're an actor, writer. You do everything. So I'm going to ask you this big question. If you're ready for interview time on Between the Ropes Radio, what's up, man? Are you ready?
Go ahead, man. Shoot. Fire away.
Okay, of course, I definitely want to ask you, most important, the biggest thing is hard work has gotten you to where you are today. I mean, you're actor, writer, wrestling promoter. Now, do you often look back and say, like, you know, God is super good, and which we all know God is good. Like, do you just look back and say, damn, like, it's crazy how all these things has happened to me in life?
Yeah, I take a moment now and I reflect back on the past, and I got one incredible memory. So I remember a lot of things from my youth when I was little. And number one, speaking about professional wrestling, one of my first memories of professional wrestling was with my uncle when I was about 6-7 years old, and he was babysitting me, and I woke up late at night, and he's sitting up watching TV, and this was probably about around midnight, because this was back in the day when WWF used to be on Channel 9 here in New York.
Yeah, you said New York. We had back here, I grew up Pennsylvania, Delaware County, Philadelphia area. We used to have, I believe, Channel 9 was for us as well. We had Fox 29, we had 17, you had WWE, back then WWF Superstars, you had Wrestling Challenge. Those were the days, but I'm sure every wrestling fan knows that times have changed and we don't have that anymore. But I still believe when you have wrestling in that title today, 2019, fans will still see it. Wrestling still is wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we'll still watch it. We've gone through the good times, the bad times, the highs and the lows, and we've been through the Attitude Era. We've been through the Ruthless Aggression Era. And now we're just going through one of the little low times and ebbs and flows that wrestling goes through throughout the decades. And now I think it's about to start peaking on a new high, especially now with AEW, All Elite Wrestling.
And you know it too, Mr. Demetrius, you brought up a good point. I'm sure everybody's knowing what's going on outside of WWE, outside of Impact Wrestling. Of course, we were talking about All Elite Wrestling. Mr. Cody Rhodes is doing his thing, and they're picking up some talent. And you know what too? I'm sure Mr. Styles would agree that that's what wrestling needs. And like Mr. Demetrius said, back then we had Attitude Era, you had WCW, and that competition, the whole Monday Night Wars thing. That's what I think maybe that's what wrestling needs, and that's definitely what's missing now. And don't get me wrong, by any means, no disrespect to the independent scene, which I love in wrestling, but wrestling needs that second juggernaut to make things interesting for WWE as well as making things interesting for us.
Oh, yeah, the best time was the Monday Night Wars for wrestling fans and wrestlers because you had three promotions at the time. You had the WWF, WCW, and, of course, ECW. ECW.
Cat fight. the good days, man. Definitely the good days. Other than that, when you had, of course, WCW, WWF, WWE, you know, of course, which it is now, and of course, ECW, and of course, All Elite Wrestling. We'll see what happens when they make their big up and go in 2019, of course. But like you said, Mr. Demetrius, I mean, wrestling has changed. People, I think, don't like to change with it, but, you know, you have to because times change anyway. I mean, we're 2019. You got to take your mind and move it to the next form in which wrestling is going into.
You have to respect the old days of wrestling, where it came from, and the ones who paved the way. but then you have to change with the times, because you can't have wrestling today the way it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or, you know, back in the day of the late, great Bruno Sammartino.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Bruno Sammartino, I mean, the guy who I still think is one of, of course, the top guys that put WWF back then on the map, of course. Definitely big, one of the guys that really helped Vince get to where he is today, and the tradition has continued on until we're speaking now here in 2019. Mr. Demetrius, of course, I got to ask you, of course, you being a big wrestling fan, we all are. That's why we're here. We listen to the shows. We do the shows. Now, what was the main thing about wrestling that took you by storm to be a fan? Everybody has their different reason, but what for you, what was like when you used to watch wrestling with the family, and it's just like, oh, God damn, I love it.
Well, when I first watched it, and I watched it with my uncle, there was that family connection there. Like, oh, he likes this. And the first image I saw was this huge man, incredible, giant of a man. And to believe that giants do exist. And it was Andre the Giant. And it was in a match against, if I believe right, if my memory was right, he was going up against the Mass Superstar at the time, who then would turn it be one of Demolition, one half of Demolition. And as he's wrestling, and he's ripping off the mask, trying to rip off the mask, puts the claw on his head, and then somehow blood starts gushing from the mask. And as he's fighting the Mass Superstar, this guy in a cowboy hat and chaps comes running in and jumps Andre the Giant from behind and puts the claw on him. And that was Barry Windham's father, Blackjack Mulligan.
Awesome. Blackjack Mulligan. And then Barry Windham himself is definitely a wrestling legend. Barry Windham, he also contributed a lot to wrestling. He did some time wrestling in WWE, but mostly known for being in WCW. You can't forget the Windhams. I mean, just classic wrestling family, period.
Oh, it's all the families and the family tradition that make professional wrestling. I mean, where would we be without the McMahon family and their heritage, from the grandfather, Jess McMahon, to Vince Sr., even, love him or hate him, the devil himself, Vincent K. McMahon.
I know, right? Like I said, you got me pumping up for the show. I mean, you know, I was going to say it early. I mean, if you're, like I said, we got Mr. Demetrius here. He's talking like wrestlers. I just did the ECW chant. If you want to do some wrestling and you know, impersonation, of course, tonight is the night to do it. 646-716-5926, because tonight is Saturday Night Has Styles, my live guest from American Wrestling Enterprise, Mr. Demetrius Styles. Definitely a kick-ass episode live tonight on this Saturday evening. Now, Mr. Styles, I definitely want to ask you now, you're a promoter, you're a writer, of course, and of course, definitely an actor. Now, did you ever either lace up the boots before, or you ever thought about it when it comes to wrestling?
Well, when it comes to actually stepping in the ring, I've been in the ring only a few times. And my very first time actually getting involved and behind the scenes on the independent scene was back in 2001 for this guy by the name of Mad Dog. I knew him. We talked about wrestling. He was just as big of a wrestling fan as I was. And then he invited me to one of his shows, and he needed a referee. So he asked me if I would be a ref in his main event, him against a boxer. And it was a great show. There was a great turnout, a lot of people. And I was thinking, like, yeah, maybe I could do something with this. I could, you know, actually be involved in it and work behind the scenes. I mean, I love it so much and for so long since I was a kid. Maybe something, I can make something out of this. And we were planning, we were talking business and making plans. But unfortunately, the sad part was when we did that show, it was a week before 9/11.
Oh man, yeah. It you know, then it, of course, we all 9/11 always will always be in our hearts. To this day, I mean, it'll all live in our hearts forever. And unfortunately, you know, you getting your dream started in wrestling and that happened. But you know, it's just great that you guys stopped everything to pay respects to all the lives lost in 9/11, and I mean, for you guys to do that, I mean, just big respects for that.
Well, you never know who was there, whether it was somebody you knew or if it wasn't somebody you knew. You know, the loss was just overwhelming on that day and those following months. So out of respect for them, out of respect for others and the rest of America, you know, you have to take time and reflect and just think about what happened and, unfortunately, how the world has changed since then.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, we all know anywhere you go, it could be to a club. Sporting events is real big on this. Security is definitely bumped up because nowadays you never know. For me personally, I don't like to go out like I used to. Like I said, I'd rather be at home, stuffing my face with a big glass of chocolate milk and some Fig Newtons, and that's me. I don't mind doing that one bit. But I always say to all the listeners, if you ever go out, always before you leave that door, kiss the people you love, because you just never ever know in today's world, and it's just something you just have to really take. You have to take seriously. I mean, it's not on our minds all the time because we have to live our lives. We have to go to work, go to the gym, do whatever we have to do. But this is something that you have to really look out to do. But outside of that, you definitely haven't, of course, Mr. Demetrius, you haven't put in your dreams on hold at all, because I definitely want to ask you about this now. As far as you say, you wrestled a little bit. Now, in terms of, we all know you have the style in being a wrestling promoter. When did you realize being a wrestling promoter was for you?
Once I got involved with it, that first time. That very first time I knew, like, this was something I wanted to do. Well, I love the pageantry. I love the excitement. I love everything about professional wrestling. And that's why I consider myself a real wrestling fan. Because I know what it is. I know what it's about, but I also respect what it's about. The men and women who have to train and bust their ass, go up and down and across this country just to make a few dollars to do a show, to get their name out there. It's a lot of hard work. So this isn't something that you could just jump into and dare call yourself a pro wrestler if you've never been trained, if you've never been in the ring, and if you never made your bones.
Yeah,
in the world of professional wrestling.
Exactly. And what Mr. Demetrius is saying for young aspiring wrestlers, listen to the show live. And as always, I want to thank everybody for listening to Between the Ropes Radio on the Saturday evening. But take what Mr. Demetrius said and really put it in perspective. I mean, you know, if this is what you really want to do, you got to put in the work, in which I'm sure young wrestlers out there are doing, but you got to travel the road, travel town to town, do what you have to do to get your name out there, because we all know it's not an easy business. But if this is what you really want to do, Mr. Demetrius will tell you 100 times, you got to put in the hard hours and even overtime to do this.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes you even do it for little to no cash. If this is something you love, you want to do it. If this is your heart and your drive and your passion, then you're going to go out and do it, and you're going to bust your ass, and you're going to work hard every second. You're going to go in that gym. You're going to train. You're going to find a reputable training camp. And I can mention a couple of names out there that I know of and heard of to go and train to be a professional wrestler. It's not easy. It's not easy just because you step between those ropes, no pun intended, you step in between those ropes, you know, it's a whole new world, and you got to accept for what it is and respect it.
Yeah, you got to respect it, you know, and of course, like Mr. Demetrius said, no pun intended, he's stepping between these ropes tonight and being on the show. As always, definitely, Mr. Demetrius, thanks for being on the show, because we still have a cool episode, of course, on Between the Ropes Radio, 6:18 p.m. tonight on the Saturday evening. So, and again, thank you for listening to your boy, Ty Asbury, on Between the Ropes Radio. My live guest tonight is Mr. Demetrius Styles. And, of course, Mr. Demetrius, I'm sure a lot of promoters have different opinions about this. I want to ask you what yours is. In your eyes, when you look at the gym and that ring sitting there in front of you, what's the hardest part you think about promoting?
Well, the hardest part about promoting is actually getting a crew together. In my opinion, and that's the wrestlers, the production, the ring, and then promoting and putting it out there. Because you could have the best wrestlers and the best show. It won't make a damn difference if nobody's there to see it, if you don't promote it, if you don't put it out there. So working behind the scenes and working for little independent promotions and helping them do their thing and to get out there, you know, I've done this for a few years on behind the scenes, and I've not only done it for wrestling, now I'm doing it, I'm helping a friend out who's doing an independent film, and I'm going to be help promoting her film called Depression's Deep.
Awesome. And, you know, Mr. Demetrius, while you're on, can you tell us a little bit about that? It sounds pretty interesting. It actually has grabbed my attention. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's a good friend of mine, a very talented actress. And in the words of the late, great Mean Gene Okerlund, long, close, personal friend of mine, Miss Mo Brown. She's been on film. She's worked in film and television, and she was a regular on Are We There Yet, the TV show.
Awesome.
And I've known her
awesome.
For years. And she's come up with this idea, and it's her baby. It's her creation. It's about people dealing with emotional and mental issues.
Awesome. You know, I have to say, Mr. Styles, you definitely have the style and, of course, a good heart because you're helping an actor do their presentation and make themselves look good in the spotlight, of course, help them get their name out there. But you have that great attitude where you're not trying to get all the cake for yourself. I mean, there are some people out there who say, I'm not helping them, let them do it on their own. You're willing to give a helping hand in the acting world and in the wrestling world. And I think when you're like that, that can get you places because also it takes a big thing now in today's world and business, no matter what the business is, networking. That helps you out a great deal. And plus, you develop relationships and friendships. And you have that right mindset to help people because it's hard to find people that are like that. There's lots out there, but it's always cool when you run into that one person who's willing to do that.
Speaking of which, you just blew my mind. I was just thinking about a couple of wrestlers right off the top of my head that are just like that, that are very warm-hearted, very giving and outgoing and helping others around. And the first one comes to mind, I don't know if you ever heard of her, Thunder Rosa. She's also known as Cobra Moon on Lucha Underground.
Seen her work. Never had her on the show, but I've definitely seen she kicks ass. I've seen her work before, without a doubt, though.
Now, let me give you a quick breakdown about Thunder Rosa. From what I've known and what I've seen, don't know the woman personally, but I've seen her many times on the independent scene, and I've seen a lot of posts about her. She has come a long way and busted her ass in a little more than 3 years, going from a total unknown to just blowing up the indie scene of professional wrestling. And now her and her partner, Holly Dead, known as Twisted Sisters, which I love that name, are on ROH, Ring of Honor, many times.
We all know in wrestling, if you haven't seen, I mean, I'm sure a percentage of people listening to the show have seen Ring of Honor. When you get the Ring of Honor, it's badass. You reach that top brass when you have definitely made it to ROH, which is Ring of Honor. But that's really awesome for them. Ring of Honor, they're doing their thing. But like you said, of course, Mr. Styles, that, you know, when you think of somebody in wrestling, you know how they are. And there's lots of men wrestling who are willing to help out other people.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot out there. There are a lot more good ones than the bad ones. You just got to, you know, as some of the trainers would say, keep your eyes open, your mouth shut, and your ears open. Just pay attention.
Exactly. Exactly, without a doubt. Now, of course, Mr. Styles, you are the man that has all the style. Of course, you bring style to every wrestling promotion you touch because you are the man. Now, this is my favorite part of the show, and I'm actually I'm rubbing my hands for this one because I love the part of the show. It is now time for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. Now, you got to put the thinking cap on for this question, this segment. So if you're ready for this question, you ready for it? Because this is definitely the thinker right here. You ready for it, my man?
I'm getting worked up, brother. You're getting my power. You're getting me all pumped up now, man. You're making the juices yeah. flow through the 24-inch pythons, brother.
He's getting all pumped up there. You know something, Mean Gene. Okay, here we go.
Let me tell you something, Ty. Let me tell you something, brother. It's the Hulkamaniacs and the WrestleManiacs, brother, that fuel a Hulkster.
Now, of course, Mr. Styles, the question is, for American Wrestling Enterprise, Mr. Styles, you have to create a pay-per-view for AWE with the word Styles in it. What would you call it?
That's a good one. Now you got my creative juices flowing. Now I'm actually going to be thinking about that one.
Yeah,
a pay-per-view with Styles in it for AWE American Wrestling Enterprise. Oh, man. Styles. Well, we got American Bash. Great American Bash. There's already SummerSlam. How about Summer Brawl Styles?
You know what, my man? If it works, go with it, Macho Man style. And you know, Mr. Meech, I had to say, a lot of talent, when I asked him that question, a lot of guests love this question. They're like, damn, Ty, you know, that's a really good damn question. But you know what? If it rolls, if you think that's the best solution to the name of the come up with, it to me, I like that name because a lot of talent, they'll sit there and be like, damn, you know what, Ty, I'll have to come back with you on that one. But to me, that's a kick-ass name for that pay-per-view.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I just right off the top of my head, but I would work on it. I would do something a little more serious. Like if I really had to do a pay-per-view and a first-time pay-per-view for AWE American Wrestling Enterprise and work with the owners and get all the wrestlers and really sit down and come up with a name, I think, New Year's Revolution or Independent Brawl?
Independent Brawl, I think, I mean, that right there, I believe always with a pay-per-view name, it has to stick out. When you see it on the poster, the fans have to be glued to it. And once they look at that name and see it, I'm really a big firm believer that a pay-per-view name has to stand out and really make the fans want to buy the ticket to go to the event. I mean, pay-per-view, it's money. So, I mean, you got to – fans, as far as wrestling fans want to spend their money, you know, it can be tricky because they see a name that's like Barn Burner Slam. I don't think they're going to go for that.
A name can make or break it. A name can make or break a promotion, and their pay-per-view or event name can also make or break their show. So you got to sit down and think. And to give a little, just my opinion, to the other promoters out there, start thinking a little bit big. Don't think regional. Don't think like Queensboro Wrestling Association or, you know, something small. Think about it bigger and grander. Because when you start thinking small, then you're only going to see – the fans are only going to see the promotion as small.
Exactly. I mean, that right there. I mean, if you – and sometimes, you know, if you're feeling that you're not getting over that hill that you want to get over, sometimes, you know, instead of thinking small or medium, you have to think big, and sometimes you have to, you know, go big in order to see people – for people to see you that you are big in terms of the wrestling business. And, of course, Mr. Styles, my man, your boy Ty Asbury, and everybody, of course, listening live to the show. Why – we want to, of course – We're looking at a wrestling show to go to, and we're thinking, we got American Wrestling Enterprise. Why should I choose to go to one of your shows? What would grab my attention into sitting front row at AWE?
Because AWE, once they have their own show, and we're doing this hypothetical, but if it was real in the real world, first of all, it would have some of the best wrestlers on the independent scene. Some of the hardest workers. We from somebody as far out over in the Mid-South like Curtis Wilde, the pro wrestler, or the Hitman for Hire, Mr. Grimm. Tag team.
Awesome.
The tag team of Twisted Sister, Thunder Rosa, and Holly Dead. You know, we would mix it up. It would be a mix and a blend of 2 hours of action-packed wrestling from bell to bell. Some great announcers, great team, great wrestlers, and it would all be about professional wrestling. Wouldn't be about cheesy gimmicks, wouldn't be about, oh, the blood and the guts and the, you know, these death matches, it would be about real pro wrestling.
My man just said it the best way. If you're looking for great wrestling action in the world, check out American Wrestling Enterprise with my man at the helm, of course, the big helper, the big hand. I'm talking about Mr. Demetrius Styles. And Mr. Demetrius, this episode of Between the Ropes Radio has been off the charts for this Saturday night. And my last question for you, what is up next for you with your busy schedule?
Right now, I'm helping out my friend Mo Brown with her independent film, Depression's Deep. And if anybody who's listening wants to go check it out, check out on her fan page, Raw Moments Mo Brown. And after that, like, I'll see what's been going on the acting scene for myself, going on auditions, and then checking out some other promotions and hopefully put it out there. Say, if anybody wants to hire me, Tommy Dreamer, House of Hardcore wants to hire me. Hell, even if Mr. Billy Corrigan of NWA wants some new fresh talent behind the scenes with a creative mind, you know, he can always give me a call, brother.
Promoters, if you're looking for a man to get you out there, looking to give your promotion some style, the man, of course, oh yeah, Demetrius Styles, baby. Mr. Demetrius, I want to thank you, man. A little bit of madness on Between the Ropes Radio Saturday night. Mr. Demetrius, you are the man. I want to thank you very, very much for being on tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. You are the man. God bless. And, of course, everything you touch has some style in it. Thank you very much, man. You are the greatest, man.
Thank you for having me, Ty, man. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate it. And thank you for giving me this time and opportunity to be on your show. And it's been the best being between the ropes with the real Mr. T. Asbury.
The real Mr. T. Asbury. And, of course, man, like I said, God bless. And have a great night, man.
You too. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, brother. Yo, you just listened to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury, and tonight was Saturday Night Has Styles. My live guest was from American Wrestling Enterprise, Mr. Demetrius Styles. I'm your boy Ty Asbury. Have a great Saturday night. God bless. Love yourself. Love others. And of course, as always, be safe out there whatever you do. Thank you for listening. Peace.